And welcome back to the locker room, and we are going to talk to Wayne Rabbit Bartholomew. That's a sensational nickname, which you've had most of your life, Wayne. Rabbit.
Yeah, they tend to, you know, I got it when I was about 10, and they you know, Australia, they nicknames, they tend to stick.
Now, I believe it was because of your speed playing soccer. Is that true, that part of the story?
Oh, look, there's a lot of different versions to it, but that's one of them. But yeah, I was also a bit of a pinball whiz, and I could play two machines at once, and it took it required a little hopping action. I don't know, it might have been the buck teeth. Who knows?
Now, just looking at some of your background, then we'll talk about the surfing event that's going to be on over the weekend here down at Gunnamatta. But world champion in 1978, does that seem just like yesterday, or does it actually seem to you like it was nearly 40 years ago?
It definitely seems like it was last century. But, you know, it's, you know, I mean, I retired in 1987, you know, I mean, I came running up a few times and had a pretty solid career, but, you know, there's been so many lives since then. You know, I was national coach for a while, then ran the ASP. I've had quite an innings in the sport. So the competitive part of it does seem like quite a while ago. However, we did get to revive it all by having a Masters series, you know, earlier this millennium, and that was a lot of fun, having a reunion with all the guys, and I won a couple of those World Masters titles, so that was pretty fun.
Now, I noticed one's the World Masters and the other one's the Grand Masters. Well, that's their titles they give. What's the difference between those
two?
Well,
I guess it goes Masters, Grand Masters, Grand Poopas. You know, as you get older, they just make another division.
Do you ever wish you were born 40 years later, Wayne? Because there's a bit of money, or a bit more money, in the sport now, I'd imagine, than there was in your day.
Yeah, well, probably only about, you know, probably about even 10 years later. Yeah. I mean, you know, I it was really like, you know, a revolving door. As I went out, I mean, I think Tommy Carroll had just signed the first million-dollar contract, and I sort of looked around and went, oh, hang on, what happened there?
Now, sorry.
I was going to say, but the guys that really arrived at the right time were, you know, like Mick Benning, Joel Parkinson, Taj Burr. I mean, those guys really arrived at the right time, you know, and they've had 15, 20-year careers where they were, you know, making multi-million dollars every year.
Now, you mentioned the surf professionals, and you're president and CEO and that sort of stuff. Is that the same group that Lane Beachley is in charge of at the moment?
No, that's Surfing Australia. Oh. I was the national coaching director for Surfing Australia, but I was the CEO of what is now called the World Surf League.
Okay. Now, what I've noticed since they've announced the Olympics and surfing are going to be together and in Japan as well, it looks like all of the surfing fraternity is sort of getting behind it. You hardly go past a week without having a headline of one of the former champions who's you know, put their hand up to help out, and that must be a pretty positive feeling.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, it's a solid community surfing. It is like a big family, and kind of maybe even more like a tribe. But, you know, it is great that a lot of the former champions do like to give back at that grassroots level, and they get a lot of enjoyment out of it. And it's true, like, you know, you can't begrudge the fact that, you know, there was no money in it when you were there, and there's a lot of money today. I mean, you know, it's kind of up to you to reinvent yourself. And there are a lot of other great opportunities.
Now, you've been working in the same group with Barton Lynch, and you've got an event happening next week down here on the Mornington Peninsula. Do you want to give us a bit of a rundown about what's happening there?
Oh, well, yeah, the Hurley Surf Club, you know, is all about really giving opportunity to... It's very grassroots. It's really aimed at you know, young surfers who want to progress with their surfing but you know, don't have sponsors. They don't have the stickers on their board, but they want to sort of get to that next level. So, you know, it's a fun-based event, but it's also, it's there to, there's a lot of takeaways, you know, there's a lot of video analysis. They get to really break down where their surfing's at, and the takeaways are, you know, things to work on, you know, strengths to work on, and perhaps areas of slightly weaknesses at this point to improve upon.
And Wayne, am I right in saying that the clinics that you're running around the country are free?
Oh, they're all free. Yeah, this is, you know, this is where, you know, I mean, Hurley are really at that grassroots level where this is really a community service. And it really is about encouraging you know, young surfers to kind of, you know, take their progression seriously and just really try to make something of it.
So you're, as I understand it, on Monday you're down here at Gunnamatta and you're doing a surf day with 22 of the locals, and then Barton Lynch will also be involved later in the week. Now, have I got all that information
right?
Yeah,
no, that's right. Yeah, yeah, we're going to like Phillip Island and Gunnamatta, and then Barton comes in. They go down to Torquay, and you know, we're sort of like a bit of a moving caravan around. And you know, it's kind of good because I know Torquay's a very high profile place.
Ah, there we go. We got him now. I don't know what happened there, Wayne, but we better get you back, mate. Sorry about that. Thing, something's dropped out. Funny phrase.
Yeah, we dropped out, mate. It's, I don't know. Might be a bit of bad reception up here on the Gold Coast. Who knows?
Yeah, but Greg did have a question he was going to ask you
I was just going to ask you, Wayne, when you were mentioning that it was all free, you know, there must be costs associated with it. It's a fantastic service that you're providing, but, you know, how is it all funding? Are you dipping into your own pockets?
Oh, no, well, Hurley, you know, this is part of Hurley's program. It is part of Hurley's sort of grassroots program. I mean, all the different surf companies have their different, you know, programs, whether it's event-based, as in tournaments. Hurley's decided to do it like a you know, free coaching clinics. And again, as we said, it's for the kids who don't get, really aren't sponsored to the degree where everything's paid for. And this is where their parents have got to dip in all the time. And it's expensive to travel around the country. So, I mean, it is a great service that Hurley provides.
And, of course, Hurley are involved in surf equipment and clothing and all that sort of stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they're a US brand, but, you know, they're kind of like the equivalent of, you know, the Quicksilvers and Billabongs and Rip Curls, and, you know, they make all the gear, all the surf gear.
All right, so... In the lead up to Japan, we'll probably finish back near where we started. The lead up to Japan, who's actually going to make the decisions in the end about things like teams and coaches and managers and all that sort of stuff? Any? Can you shed any light on that? Because I was hunting around for that during the week and it didn't seem very clear to me.
Okay, well, yeah, I can imagine it's not that clear. Like, for example, this will be a collaboration between the two surfing organisations, the International Surfing Association and the World Surf League. The World Surf League is the professional code, and really, you know, the Olympics will really be about the best of the best. So you'd expect that Australia will actually be fielding, you know, some of its leading professional surfers, of which there are plenty, and by that time there'll be some young ones come through. But through Surfing Australia and the ISA, there's also the pathway, like, for example, the World Junior titles, and then they follow the pathway of competitors going through. So there might be a pool that they also derive some surfers from that. I'm speculating here too. I don't know the exact formula, but I believe it will be a collaboration, and the management side will probably come from Surfing Australia.
Wayne, it's been great chatting with you. We appreciate your time, and we hope we can turn on some decent weather when you get down here next week.
Well, mate, you know, the weather, when you get a bit of weather, at least you know you're going to get some surf with it.
Well, that's true. Cheers, Wayne.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, guys.
Look, what we better do, Mick, just to keep the pressure on, we're going to talk to Jackie Mitchell in a sec, so I'll just have a short break while you get Jackie on the line, and we'll talk about the tennis, because she's been at the Kooyong International all week.
Summer is here, and Chemist Warehouse has got you covered, literally, with a wide range of sunglasses, hats, and the all-important sunscreens to keep you protected while you're out enjoying your favourite sporting events or that special day at the beach. With stores in Baxter, Frankston, Mornington, and Safety Beach, Chemist Warehouse is your one-stop summer shop. Chemist Warehouse, a station sponsor. Chemist Warehouse, why
pay more? Hi, it's Warwick Merry from Taking Care of Business. Sign Matters tells the world about you and your business, who you are and where you are. Sign Matters have 20 years experience in the industry, offering complete end-to-end service for all types of businesses and signs, from design to installation, specializing in illuminated and 3D signs, vehicle wraps, custom signage, even your stationery. Signmatters.com.au.